Welcome to another episode of the Shadows of Mystery podcast, where we unravel the enigmatic and explore the unknown. Today, in episode 34, we are diving into one of the most perplexing unsolved cases in modern history, the disappearance of Jimmy Hoffa. Prepare to step into the shadows and uncover the layers of mystery surrounding the infamous labor leader, whose vanishing act continues to baffle investigators to this day. Settle in and let's begin our exploration into the shadows. Jimmy Hoffa was a man of immense influence and ambition, a figure who left an indelible mark on American labor history. Born on February 14, 1913, in Brazil, Indiana, Hoffa rose from humble beginnings, his name becoming synonymous with power and resilience during his tenure as the president of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. Hoffa was a complex and polarizing figure, celebrated as a hero by countless working Americans for his ability to secure historic wage agreements, yet equally vilified for his deep and well-documented connections to organized crime. His disappearance on July 30, 1975, is one of the most enduring mysteries in American history, a case that continues to captivate the public imagination nearly five decades later. Today, we delve into Hoffa's shadowy and fascinating life, tracing his meteoric rise, examining his elaborate web of connections, and exploring the chilling theories surrounding his disappearance. Jimmy Hoffa's journey to prominence was nothing short of extraordinary. Through sheer willpower, strategic acumen, and relentless determination, he transformed the Teamsters into the largest labor union in the United States, representing over 2.3 million members at its peak. Under Hoffa's leadership, the Teamsters became a force to be reckoned with, securing better pay, benefits, and working conditions for countless workers across the nation. Hoffa's ability to negotiate with employers, often using his sharp wit and unyielding resolve, earned him widespread admiration among the working class. To many, he was a champion of the people, a man who fought tirelessly for the common worker. However, with immense power came inevitable scrutiny. Hoffa's tenure was dogged by allegations of corruption, and his dealings with the mafia made him a figure of both fascination and fear. These connections were not merely rumors. They were a crucial part of Hoffa's strategy to consolidate power within the union and ensure its dominance. Yet, these same alliances would later come back to haunt him, creating a dangerous web of rivalries and betrayals. By the early 1970s, Hoffa's reputation had taken a hit following a prison sentence for conspiracy, fraud, and jury tampering. Though convicted and sentenced to 13 years in prison, he served less than 5 years before being released under the condition that he would not attempt to regain control of the Teamsters. But Hoffa was not a man easily deterred. Desperate to reclaim the leadership he believed was rightfully his, Hoffa became increasingly entangled in a dangerous power struggle, even as his former allies in organized crime sought to block his return to power. It was this unrelenting ambition, this unwavering drive to reclaim his position, that may have ultimately led Hoffa to his mysterious and likely tragic fate. On the fateful afternoon of July 30th, 1975, Hoffa arrived at the Machu's Red Fox restaurant in Bloomfield Township, Michigan, for a lunch meeting with Anthony Provenzano and Anthony Giacalone. Provenzano, once a close ally, had become a bitter adversary. As a Teamsters vice president with a formidable and often ruthless reputation, Provenzano stood firmly against Hoffa's comeback. Giacalone, known as Tony Jack, was a powerful figure in the Detroit Mafia, with strong ties to organized crime. Both men had every reason to prevent Hoffa from regaining control of the Teamsters, fearing that his return could disrupt their carefully maintained networks of influence and profit. Despite the tension and mounting opposition, Jimmy Hoffa firmly believed this meeting could be a turning point, a critical opportunity to negotiate his return to power within the Teamsters Union. Hoffa had been a towering figure in the labor movement, but his imprisonment and subsequent release had left him sidelined from the organization he once controlled with an iron grip. Determined to reclaim his position, he set up a meeting with two men he thought could help: Anthony Tony Pro Provenzano, a mafia-linked Teamsters official, and Anthony Tony Jack Giacalone, a reputed Detroit mobster. Hoffa believed this meeting, scheduled for the afternoon of July 30th, 1975, at the Machu's Red Fox restaurant in Bloomfield Township, Michigan, could be the key to his comeback. Witnesses reported seeing Hoffa that afternoon, waiting in the restaurant's parking lot. As the minutes ticked by, he became increasingly agitated, pacing and appearing visibly frustrated. He reportedly made several phone calls from a nearby payphone, expressing his impatience and anger to whoever was on the other end of the line. By 2:45 p.m., Hoffa called his wife, Josephine, to complain that neither Provenzano nor Jacalone had shown up. Despite his growing irritation, he stayed, convinced that something so important could not simply be ignored. Shortly afterward, Hoffa was seen getting into the back seat of a car parked nearby, described by witnesses as a maroon Mercury belonging to Jacalone's son. It was the last time anyone saw him alive. Hoffa's car, a green Pontiac, was later found abandoned in the restaurant's parking lot, but there was no sign of Hoffa himself. The meeting he had pinned his hopes on to reclaim his power instead marked his sudden and chilling disappearance, igniting a mystery that has gripped investigators, journalists, and the public for decades. Over the years, countless theories have emerged about Hoffa's fate. Some suggest he was murdered by the mafia to prevent his return to power, fearing that his reappearance might disrupt their control over the Teamsters' financial resources and influence. Others speculate that his death was the result of a broader conspiracy involving both union insiders and organized crime figures. One theory claims he was ambushed and killed in a private home before his body was disposed of, possibly incinerated or buried. Alleged burial sites have ranged from beneath the end zone of the Giants Stadium in New Jersey to unmarked locations in the Michigan countryside. Despite exhaustive searches, no physical evidence of Hoffa's fate has ever been found, and the question of what happened to Jimmy Hoffa remains unanswered. What is certain, however, is that Hoffa's life and mysterious disappearance continue to symbolize the tangled interplay of ambition, power, and corruption in mid-20th century America. Hoffa's rise to prominence as a labor leader and his subsequent fall from grace paint a vivid picture of the era's high-stakes battles between unions, big business, and the underworld. His vanishing act remains a haunting reminder of the shadowy, often perilous ties between organized labor and organized crime, ties that were both a source of strength and a harbinger of doom for figures like Hoffa. For him, the meeting he had hoped would secure his triumphant return to the union world instead marked the moment he disappeared from public view, leaving behind a mystery that has captivated America for decades. The puzzle of Hoffa's fate, shrouded in secrecy and speculation, may never be solved, but its allure endures. Theories surrounding Hoffa's disappearance remain as compelling as they are chilling. The FBI's Hoffex memo, a detailed investigation into the case, provides valuable insight into the events leading to his vanishing. The memo reveals that Hoffa's efforts to re-enter union politics likely alarmed some of the most powerful mafia figures of the time. At the heart of the conflict was the Teamsters Central States Pension Fund, which Hoffa had been instrumental in building. This fund, holding billions of dollars, had become a crucial financial resource for organized crime. By granting loans to mafia-connected businesses and projects, the fund gave the mob extraordinary influence in both the financial and political realms. Hoffa's plans to regain control of the Teamsters threatened to upend this lucrative arrangement, making him a significant risk to mob interests. His ambitions were seen as a direct challenge to powerful groups like the Chicago Outfit and other key mafia factions, who were unlikely to tolerate any disruption to their control. Could Hoffa's determination to reclaim his power have sealed his fate? Many crime historians and investigators believe that Hoffa's murder was ordered by mafia bosses, who viewed him as a threat to their operations. Among the most frequently mentioned suspects is Anthony Provenzano, a high-ranking Teamsters official with deep mafia ties who had a long history of animosity toward Hoffa. Provenzano and Hoffa had fallen out over union matters, and their feud was well-documented, with Hoffa accusing Provenzano of corruption and Provenzano reportedly issuing threats against Hoffa in return. Some experts argue that Provenzano may have orchestrated the hit himself or enlisted others to carry it out. Other theories suggest that trusted mafia associates, such as Salvatore Briguglio or Frank Sheeran, may have played a direct role in Hoffa's disappearance. Briguglio, known as Sally Bugs, was an enforcer for Provenzano and was notorious for his ruthlessness. Sheeran, a close friend of Hoffa and a Teamsters insider, later claimed in his memoir to have killed Hoffa at the behest of mob bosses. Sheeran's confession, dramatized in the film The Irishman, has been widely debated, as some question its accuracy and Sheeran's motives for coming forward. Nevertheless, his account added another layer of intrigue to the story, fueling further speculation about who was truly responsible. The mystery of Jimmy Hoffa's disappearance remains one of America's most perplexing and enduring unsolved cases. His story is not just about the man himself, but a window into an era when unions wielded immense political and economic power, shaping industries and communities. It was also an era when the line between legitimate labor movements and the shadowy underworld of organized crime was perilously thin. Hoffa's legacy is a dual-edged sword. He is remembered both as a tireless champion for workers' rights and as a controversial figure deeply entangled in corruption and dangerous alliances. This duality ensures that his name, and the enigma surrounding his fate, continues to captivate and spark debate for generations. But the central question remains: if Hoffa was murdered, what happened to his body? For decades, investigators have pursued an overwhelming number of leads, each stranger and more sensational than the last. Theories about Hoffa's final resting place span a wide range of possibilities, and some sound almost like urban legends. A backyard swimming pool, a New Jersey landfill, beneath the concrete foundation of an NFL stadium. Over the years, detectives, journalists, and amateur sleuths have followed each clue with meticulous effort, but no definitive evidence has ever surfaced. The lack of a body has only added to the mystique, making Hoffa's case ripe for speculation. One of the more chilling theories suggests that Hoffa's remains were disposed of in a chemical vat, effectively dissolving all physical evidence. This method, while gruesome, would explain the complete absence of any trace of the man once so prominent on America's labor stage. The disappearance of Jimmy Hoffa is more than just a mystery about a missing person. It symbolizes the darker undercurrents of power, ambition, and corruption. Hoffa's rise to the top of the labor movement was nothing short of extraordinary. As the president of the powerful Teamsters Union, he fought relentlessly for workers' rights, securing better pay, improved working conditions, and pensions. Yet his ascent was also riddled with controversy, as his dealings with mobsters and questionable financial practices cast a long shadow over his achievements. His story serves as a cautionary tale, a reminder of the risks of navigating a world where corruption and alliances with dangerous figures were often a necessary evil to achieve power. Over the years, Hoffa's name has become synonymous with intrigue, his legacy steeped in both reverence and suspicion. He was a man who towered over the American labor movement, a force to be reckoned with, but one whose ambitions placed him in the crosshairs of powerful and dangerous enemies. Whether he foresaw the risks or underestimated the forces aligned against him, Hoffa's fate remains a haunting question mark in history. Did he know his quest for leadership and influence would eventually lead to his dark and mysterious disappearance? Was his ambition simply too great for the world he inhabited? A world rife with betrayal and hidden agendas? As the decades roll on, the search for answers continues. Investigators and historians alike remain drawn to the case, hoping to uncover even the smallest clue that could finally solve the mystery. Hoffa's story endures, not just as a historical curiosity, but as a symbol of the complex and often dangerous dance between power and morality. It remains nestled in the shadows of mystery, beckoning with its unanswered questions. His life and disappearance are a testament to the contradictions of power, its brilliance and its darkness, its ability to uplift and to destroy. Hoffa's story raises timeless questions about ambition, loyalty, and the price of leadership in a treacherous world. His legacy lingers, compelling yet unreachable, much like the man himself. For now, his fate remains a puzzle, locked in the annals of American history, waiting for someone to finally piece it all together. Thank you for venturing into the shadows with us on this episode of the Shadows of Mystery podcast. The disappearance of Jimmy Hoffa remains an enduring riddle in the annals of history, one that stirs curiosity and speculation even decades later. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to explore the mysteries lurking just beyond the veil. Until then, stay curious and keep wondering what lies hidden in the shadows.